Getting to this part of Far West Texas involves some long drives. It's 128 kilometers to the nearest town. But many people are enchanted by the tranquility of the desert. There are fewer than 300 full-time residents in Terlingua, but the population grows every winter with the arrival of people with mobile homes. James Brazier came down from Clinton, Missouri.
It's really quiet. No noise, and like I say, you get away from all the fast world, so kind of a neat area.
Brazier is what locals call a snowbird, someone who comes down to escape winter up north. Motor Lodge manager Patricia Culp says escape is what this area is all about.
We get snowbirds that in January, that they'll stay through the last part of March, through the first part of April. So when it starts getting warmer up north, we have tourists that come down two or three times a year. Said people from different parts of Texas that love it down here and would like to live here if possible.
In the past few years, Terlingua has experienced a real estate boom. People are coming from far and wide to buy their own piece of the rocky landscape where they can either park a trailer or build a real house. Some even use rocks from the old ghost town to build new dwellings. The boom comes in spite of a drought that has all but ended one of the area's big tourist draws, rafting on the Rio Grande River. Big Bend National Park continues to attract visitors, but there isn't much work anymore for river guides like Mike Casper.
You got to be a pretty hard, tough guide to get a canoe or a raft down this river because it's so low.
Mike Casper is a musician, artist, and handyman in addition to being a tour guide. He says part of what drew him here is the creative energy of the environment.
There's a great draw out here to the sparseness. You can't hide from yourself. There's just shadows. It's it's a pretty desolate part of the world, and it's a great way to get inspiration. It's pretty bare, pretty exposed, pretty raw, pretty rustic, and it's a great place for artistic juices to flow.
Terlingua is also known for its annual chili cook-offs, and hundreds more people are expected to take up residence here later this year for the 40th annual event. But all this activity is bothersome to longtime residents who came here to get away from the hubbub of modern society.
One of the reasons people come out here is the solitude.
Used to be. Yeah. It has changed so much in 10 years, it's, the novelty has worn off for me. I may have to get out of here, or want to. I always come back. Once this place is in your blood, you always come back. There's no doubt about it.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, Terlingua, Texas.